Welcome to Love Rules, the radio ministry of Roxbury Presbyterian Church in Boston. My mom, Liz Walker, was Boston's first African-American television news anchor, but her most important job is what she does right now at RPC, preaching the good news about God's love. The Bible says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. How does that work? Join my mom now as she offers us Love Rules from Roxbury Presbyterian Church.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Love Rules. Our message today is called A Way Through the Desert, and our text, Mark, the first chapter, the first through eighth verses. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. I know that I talk a lot about the civil rights movement, but it was a movement where I grew up, and I learned a lot from that movement. When we think of civil rights heroes in this country, we always think of Martin Luther King. And that's a good one. But one name that does not come up is that of Reverend Vernon Johns. While his name is not that familiar, the truth is Vernon Johns should be considered the father of the civil rights movement. In fact, he laid the foundation on which MLK and many others stood. Vernon Johns was the John the Baptist of the movement. His mission was to prepare the way for Dr. King. Johns was King's predecessor at Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Now, that was the church out of which King began the movement, but long before King, there was Johns, and there were lots of others. And like John the Baptist, John spent his time preaching and teaching about Jesus and about the movement. Now, Johns was not only a powerful preacher as pastor of Dexter Avenue Baptist Church, he was a fiery and dedicated community activist, taking on issues of inequality and discrimination. His role, invisible to most of America, was vitally necessary for King to accomplish what he accomplished. According to Taylor Branch in his landmark book, Parting the Waters, it was in the 1950s, the early 50s, when Johns began publicly challenging Jim Crow, confronting the Southern white establishment, demanding from the pulpit that black folks rise up for their rights, and putting his life on the line in the process way before King rose to power. Like John the Baptist, Vernon Johns was never afraid or intimidated to fulfill the mission he believed God had called him to fulfill. He never developed a big following. He never got the worldwide attention or the response that King got. But like John the Baptist, he never faltered in his spiritual role. And just as John the Baptist had a divine mission to point to Jesus, Vernon Johns had a divine mission to demand civil and social change for this country. Both men were used as part of God's mission to bring about the salvation of all creation. The Gospel of Mark uses this interesting language to describe John the Baptist, a voice calling in the wilderness. He quotes the prophet Isaiah, who's talking about the exiles returning home. But the prophet is not just talking about the physical wilderness in which the people of Israel find themselves. He's talking about the fact that they remain disconnected from God. You see, somebody has to work in the wilderness. There is the wilderness of personal sin, the wilderness of social sin. There's the wilderness of injustice. The Old Testament prophets focused on institutional sins. Jesus came to talk about personal and structural problems. God wants it all changed. John the Baptist was a prophet. His sermon was the same, really, as Isaiah's. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is near. Vernon Johns said, repent, change the unjust structure of the system, because God is a just God. You may not realize it, but you may have some of the same characteristics as both Vernon Johns and John the Baptist. When you are living for God's purpose, when you are living in God's will, there will be times when you find yourself not fitting in with the rest of the world. You may lose your popularity. Folks may not want to hang out with you. You usually are not privy to the whole plan, but you have to trust God, do your part, and know whether you have the details or not, you're participating in something huge. Now, it sounds like I'm just talking to people who want to be civil rights workers or people who want to be socially committed or social activists, but I'm talking to everybody. What John the Baptist was doing, what Vernon John was doing, what you may be doing right now is preparing the way for the next step. You see, that's how God works. For every significant achievement in civil rights and social justice or any major change for the better, somebody usually has to move through the wilderness, through the desert, with no marked routes, no roadmap, stepping out on faith in the mission of God. And God will use who He decides He wants to use to do what He wants to build His kingdom. Our mission on earth is really not that different from Vernon John's or John the Baptist. We are all called to share the good news. That means witnessing for Jesus, telling the story of Jesus, and inviting those who do not know Him into relationship. Now, that's done in a number of ways: preaching, discipleship, evangelism, service, working for justice. That action is unfolding in the universe right now. It can be done in huge ways, and it might be done in intimate ways, but God's plan is ongoing. And just as there are many parts in the body of Christ, there are many players and many parts in God's plan. There are heroes in the process, and there are secondary actors. What we learn from the story of John the Baptist and Vernon Johns, in God's economy, everybody has to do their part. And sometimes it may take you into the desert. Neither Vernon Johns nor John the Baptist got a lot of earthly benefits for their work. They were not financially compensated. They didn't make important friends. They worked with limited resources under hostile conditions. We know that John the Baptist ended up being beheaded. If you are working for Christ in a forerunner position, that means you're a part of the preparation for something even greater. Inevitably, you're going to find yourself in one of those barren and lonely places, trying to do what you believe God has called you to do, but feeling like you're not getting any traction, feeling like you're isolated, feeling like you're not making that much progress, not understanding the whole plan. So perhaps you're feeling really kind of confused about the fact that God has really called you. You've been working hard at obedience because you love the Lord, but lately it's felt like your voice is losing its strength. The hardest thing to accept sometimes is that we may do all the work we think we're called to do and still not experience any tangible benefits. I imagine that Vernon Johns might have felt that way. There were no news reporters. There were no assistants. There were no crowds that believed in him. He was just doing what he believed was right to do. He believed this was his call from God. I imagine he must have gotten weary in that wilderness he found himself in. And I imagine that you might get weary too. Sometimes I see myself in a preparation role for somebody else. You know, since I started at Roxbury Presbyterian Church, and I've been there for a few years, the church hasn't grown by leaps and bounds, and I think, shouldn't this be bigger? And shouldn't my reach be greater? But the Bible says, do not grow weary in doing good, for in time you will reap the harvest if you do not give up. If you find yourself in a desert ministry, trying to be obedient and doing God's will, but not reaping or seeing any immediate benefits, you have to remember you are still a part of God's plan. You have to know what both John the Baptist and Vernon Johns knew. You are where God put you. You are right where you're supposed to be. There is a reason for you to be there. When you find yourself working in the desert, when you find yourself moving through the desert, it may feel like God's not with you. It may feel like God's not doing anything. But remember, the Bible says God is always at work. Jesus himself said, John 5:17, my Father is always at his work, and so am I. You may be in the desert right now with your work or with your life, but God will not forget you there. Jesus referred to John the Baptist as the greatest man who ever lived. While Vernon John's work was little noticed in the world, it had a lasting impact on Martin Luther King, who used John's as a role model. So you see, they were both in the desert, but their work was not in vain. If God has you in the desert right now with your work, with your life, with your ministry, something is going to happen. Something is going to grow. Something will be transformed. And in the meantime, just know that being in the desert can strengthen your skill. It can strengthen your resolve. It can give you humility and teach you to hold on to God's word. It can grow your faith. Being in the desert can enhance your vision. You see, when you can't see anything else, you learn to look harder for God. If you find yourself in the desert right now, know that God is at work. Don't despair. Trust God. He is doing great things, whether you can see them or not. God might keep you in the desert in order for your faith to rise up so that you're no longer led by what you see or feel. You are led by what you become certain of in your spirit. You may be in the desert because God wants you where you are. But just remember, God is making rivers flow on barren heights and fountains within the valleys. He's turning deserts into pools of water and the parched ground into springs. God is working in the desert. There is a way through. Thanks for joining me. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is located at 328 Warren Street, right in the heart of Roxbury. Come worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. This is a listener-supported program. We invite you to partner with us and learn the many ways that love rules. Visit us on our website, roxburypresbyterianchurch.org, or call us at 617-445-2116. Love will rain if you let me.